The Us Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Us Podcast.
What up? A podcast about us.
It's all of us, mi gente, because today we have a special Latinx flavored episode for you. Everyone has been waiting. I'm glad we're here. You're seeing our faces once again. We are back for a very special episode, very near and dear, close to our hearts, as you can see by our shirts. We are not only watching the Selena, the series, complete series review, but we are joined by a very special guest today. Chris, would you like to introduce?
Yes, I would love to. So our guest today is someone very unique. She's a special director. I'll let her introduce formally herself. But she's awesome. She's amazing. I'm a little at a loss for words because I love the person next to me. So it's just cool to have her on the pod because she's also an excellent filmmaker. Her first short, The Letter, is now available on HBO Max to stream. Check that out. She's a new hot director. And that short is actually starring future America Chavez, Xochitl Gomez.
Or should I say, Selena?
Ooh. She's got an eye for talent here. But,
it's a real deal.
Jasmine Aguilar, would you like to...
Thank you. I didn't know it was going to be a plug for my movie, too.
I had to do it.
This is a real podcast where we do things like that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm a director and writer and editor.
Boom.
And I'm today, Chris's girlfriend.
And full-time girlfriend. And now today, and also one-fourth of Nuevo Hollywood.
We have
Sarah, we're missing you, but don't worry, we got you.
Every time you make a creative choice, just think, like, how could this be, you know, interpreted? How could this affect someone?
Think about your fucking stories a little more, goddamn screenwriters. Instead of writing fucking stories about a gay, undocumented, fucking homeless immigrant who's a fucking prostitute.
You know what? We all just got healed up from... We got vaccinated. We're all good now. We survived, and now we're here to talk about this show.
Yeah. What did we say last episode? We said... We're not going to come back unless we need to. We really didn't want to. We wanted this series to be really good. We're talking about the Selena, the series. Part one came out last year. And we had some thoughts that we would like to discuss before we see part two, which just aired.
We're going to jump into part two in a second. Before we do, we kind of want to give just a quick recap of part one, just so we... understand how we all feel about the show as it's been presented thus far, and then once we watch part two, we'll just dive right into the show. If it had an impact, we're going to talk about the Selena movie, and we're just going to talk about the collaboration between the Netflix and Quintanilla family on this one, because it's just kind of, I think it's just kind of, it's just such a big elephant in the room, especially when you watch the show. So a lot of interesting things coming your way.
So let's start it off by a real simple question. Did we like part one, Selena the series, on Netflix?
We'll let Jasmine take that one ahead since she's our first guest of the year.
So I did watch the whole first season when it came out last year, and I didn't really like it. I mean, I kind of watched it for the culture. I was like, all right, Selena, I'm gonna go give it a watch. But yeah, it was pretty slow for me. Like I'm pretty patient. Like I've watched Mad Men like twice, and like as a whole I'll put myself through certain things, but yeah, it just dragged on when it didn't need to. The lip syncing was off. There was a lot weird with it, but yeah, I mean, I hope season two is better.
But did you hate it?
I don't think that's strong enough for me. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like offensively bad. It just felt really like silly at times where it was like, come on, guys. Like, and I didn't know whether it was like Netflix or like other issues involved with it or not, you know?
Yeah. It was very silly. Yeah. I would compare it to like a sitcom.
It's about love. How you had it and then you lost it.
It feels like there's a fist around your heart.
Well,
especially the first part.
Disney Channel.
Some Disney Channel level stuff. Like, it was so goofy. And it was interesting to see kind of a consensus amongst a lot of specifically Latinx reviewers. Well, not really. I was going to say majority people thought it wasn't very good. But what did you see the same thing? Did you see people supporting it or criticizing it? What was the major things you saw around the time?
I'll talk about that, and that kind of leads into my thoughts about it. The first time it came out, you know, there were a lot of Selena super fans that got really upset, and I guess rightfully so. If you're a super fan of something and you're kind of seeing it being handled not being kind of taken as seriously or with as reverence as a lot of other projects, it can get frustrating. But also, I think the question I asked Angel, once we kind of saw the backlash for this, we were just like, why are people surprised? This has been happening. Our whole fucking podcast career has been talking about these movies. It seems like everyone's just like, I have a feeling they're not taking care of our brown story.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah, I mean, they have a Jenny Rivera series that no one talks about either.
That's kind of what this season is. It's like, I feel like what I've heard, so that's the internet, what I just talked about. If you talk to parents, if you talk to my dad's just like, nah, I don't want to watch that.
My mom too. I don't know why. She's born in the 90s.
They have no interest. And why is that? I think Jasmine's pointed out, these people have grown up in this era with these people.
They saw Selena alive.
Yeah.
Or they were at least around when she was alive. Because at least my dad said, I remember he told me that he didn't become aware of her till she passed. But there's just so much history into it. And obviously the music is so good. You would just think that the first season would hook you, but it just felt like a retread. And it was, I guess, my final thoughts, or at least what I'll say about that first part is it just felt like, okay, cool, there's minor extra details definitely in the childhood stuff, them living in the bus, and then the scenes where they're farting, there's nice-ish moments of I don't know, stuff that you've experienced with your family. If you went on vacation, someone will fart in the room eventually. Stuff like that. Yeah. Like little details like that were pretty cool. But then after a while, with any biopic, once the success starts hitting, it just feels like we're going through the motions. Hey, I have an idea to write our hit song, this one. It's oh, let's do that. And it just keeps going from there and there. And it feels like, it just felt like this show was rushed. The casting is obviously not
those wigs in part one.
Yeah.
And in part two, I mean, this whole show, I just feel like this show was Netflix said, let's make a Selena series. People were like, great. It's you have 5 months.
Yeah. And I thought you were gonna say you have $5.
And $5. That's my thoughts. At least yeah. So far. And not to be rude, it's just it just feels like the brown stories don't get a big of a budget.
Yeah, and like Chris said, which is what I want to talk about, this is nothing new. I was kind of upset that it wasn't better, much like a lot of other folks, but Chris kind of just went up to me and what do you expect? This is the same level of stuff. And on one hand, I'm glad that some folks are now not afraid to speak out about hey, this is not that good. We should be, striving for more.
What did you say? Yeah. It took till they screwed it up with Selena.
Yeah. Why didn't you say anything about The Tax Collector? Plug the video.
What? This is a fucking cool movie. Representation. I'm in it. You should go watch it. Cool. I get it. I get that there's room for everything, but come on. dude, another one. When, Chris, I'm asking you.
Yes.
When is it gonna be enough?
Fuck you.
Oh, well, I don't know watching the first season, what and whose target audience it was. Because I was because even when I other shows, no offense to them, but One Day at a Time or stuff like that, that's not shows for me. I feel that's why I don't watch them, but my mom does enjoy them, so, that's their audience. But, if my mom doesn't want to watch the Selena series as a teenager in the 90s, Mexican-American as well, then who is their target audience? Yeah. You know?
And I honestly think she'd get something out of a watch. It's just that, it's also, just drags. So it's true to tell them, the movie already covered the all the bases.
Yeah. Basically, I was not excited for part two at all. Part one did not make me want to see part two in the slightest. I was this is just stretching out the story so much. I can't believe there's going to be a part two. I can't believe they didn't finish the story in one season. But, I mean, just so you know, that's the mindset I'm going into seeing part two. Not excited at all. What about you guys?
I'm not expecting anything different, to be honest. Just because, like I said, I know it's in two parts, but that don't mean shit. They filmed it all in one go, and they're like, all right, let's release it in two sections. We can finish editing it.
That is not correct.
That's just what it looks like to me, you know? Like, that's what it all feels like, just like another assembly line project. But it's to someone that means a lot to a lot of people, mm-hmm. so.
And to us.
Yeah, to us too. I mean, we'll get into that. Like, that's another thing I want to say too. At least for me, I'm speaking for myself. I feel like we're fans, but we're not like super fans where we know every fucking detail. At least me, you know me.
Yeah, sorry I didn't know Selena liked eggs. My bad.
We're not claiming to be Selena experts, Selena historians. This is all just coming from casual
newbies, noobs,
LA fans. What are you expecting from this new part, babe?
Well, I didn't even really want to see it, but you asked me. You're like, "Hey, you want to do this? Watch the whole series in a day."
Need a new perspective. It can't be an angel. We're just gonna say the same thing.
I know, but I was just like, "Damn!" I like pushed through that first season. I did it for the culture. I tried to give them one view.
Moises, I gave you a goddamn watch. All right, I don't want to hear shit from you.
Yeah,
I gave you a watch.
In my case, we did our part. Like, you know what I mean?
I'll give it that the first part, like the first four episodes, are pretty entertaining because like I learned a couple new things. Like from her childhood, but like, and little Selena, I enjoyed.
Yeah, little Selena's dope.
Yeah. That's kind of it for me.
And spooky. Well,
I wasn't really expecting much. I didn't really want to see it, but I mean, I just hope it's faster.
Hey, I figured it's on Netflix. Why don't I watch it? Am I right? Netflix always hits it out of the park. Am I right? I guess we'll see. See you soon.
See you in a bit.
What is there even to say? Like, we just sat through 6 to 7 hours of Selena the series.
Nonstop.
And,
I'm a little sad to say it was rough.
Yeah. I don't know if that was enjoyable for any of us.
Yeah, we slammed the like table a few times. We were just fed up.
So that burning me.
I'm just gonna say it. I was freaking fed up at the end. Like, I cannot believe you made me sit through an entire song at the Astrodome.
Yeah.
The way it looks, the way you made it look, I'm offended. As a fan, as a freaking lover of TV, I am hurt because it was just boring.
It was just a hard watch, like. It was, there was just a lot of moments that felt like they contribute nothing. I think what I've been saying throughout, like, watching, like, this show promoted itself as, like, we're going to get into the details. Like, the details that weren't, we couldn't dissect in the movie.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, the details are, like, fucking fake coincidences. A white guy wrote Dreaming of You, actually.
Oh.
You know, like, I could fall in love.
That really pissed you off, huh?
Yeah, Chris, we'll get into that scene later, but just like right now, the general overview, like, yeah, it was a bunch of did you ever wonder what went down in the courthouse between Chris and Selena?
Yeah, that episode was so long. It was like, this could have been 10 minutes.
Yeah. And it's impossible to talk about this show, I think, without talking about the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's so obvious they're trying not to be the movie, but the choices they make are like not helping the story at all. Like there was a lot of scenes where I'm just like, why?
Do you feel like this helps people get to know her. Like, because I feel like, it, I think we all kind of agreed that it gave us, like, Bohemian Rhapsody vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Which totally. Just a lot of, like, the... There was just, like, a lot of things that felt like, did this really happen? Like, can we fact check that? Like, did...
Yeah.
There was something that happens that we were like, wait, no freaking and, way mm-hmm. that happened.
Any scenes with Chris and Selena, if you're not using Chris as a producer or reference, and Selena is dead, that's all made up, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember what scene. It was when she introduces Chris as her husband, and everyone was booing. Oh, and we were, like, unsure if that was real.
En la guitarra, mi querido esposo, Chris Perez.
What I was telling Angel is, I'm too busy judging how, like, oh, she's wearing butt pads. Like, why do they keep smiling and looking at the audience like they're not real fucking musicians? Like, they gotta look at their guitar every now and then. Like, why is the audience so fucking quick and they hear everything and they like, have you guys ever been to a concert? Like, ever? Like, I feel like the audience doesn't just respond immediately to whatever the artist is saying. Sometimes you don't even hear what the fucking artist is. You're all the way in the back. You hear,
Yeah.
It's like nobody's hearing that. Like the whole thing of like, this is my husband. Like,
boo. I came for a single lady.
I can watch a single lady say, it's like, come on, guys.
People cheered Kanye when he like told off like Taylor Swift. They cheered because they didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, exactly.
So like you're telling me they were immediately like, husband.
It's just movie shit. Like, the audience turned and then they won him back. It's like, even if like that might have been how it played out in real life, it's a gradual thing. And you didn't show us any of it. There's no gradual anything. Not even that you have to be real, but there's just no element of buildup of space. It's just, here's a thing, and here's another thing.
Yeah, you really can separate the show with musical performances and then story.
Well, that's what I want to say, too. Like, Selena has fucking amazing songs, but if I'm just too busy judging all the things that are, like, lame-looking, and especially the CG crowd, I'm like, oh, yeah, a Selena song's playing right now. It just totally pulled me out of it.
I'm going to say this. Yeah. This series might have made me hate Selena songs.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Every song, every performance that accompanied the songs were so boring. Like, I know the songs are good and I'm gonna have to like unlearn all the stuff the show forced me to think. I'm just thinking, if you're a kid who's never seen a single Selena performance or heard a single Selena song and you saw this show was your first introduction to Selena and her world, you must think she's the worst performer in the world, and you must think these freaking musicians are the most uncharismatic musicians in the world. Like, there's no stage presence. Like you said, have you ever been to a concert? Like, what are you doing?
And how, to me, I don't know how this director, how do you have the cojones to shoot Selena performing waist up?
Always.
Like, to be fair, this time they did more wide angles than the first season. Because the first season was literally like all 80-90%
freaking
upwards.
I'm glad I get to make this joke. Anybody ever seen that SNL skit? Yeah. Dude, that's literally Christian Serrano's got the whole thing.
I heard arms get a little flaily at times.
Oh, man. And look, we're making fun of it. Yeah, haha, butt pads, whatever. Not look, real, yeah, it's... It is what it is, you know? What am I going to say? That the performances were awesome, great, spectacular, memorable? No.
The Astrodome one, I feel like, was their best performance because they were trying to copy the footage from the Astrodome one, but they just played it too long, which kind of killed it. Because that was the one performance they weren't smiling at each other, and like they seemed like they were playing.
It was like 3 minutes long.
That was their problem.
You know what the best performance was in this? The techno cumbia section.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah. That was because that's when her and AB are running through. It's a dumb scene because she's like, I can't rap all this stuff. Yeah.
And then when they're recording.
But then it cuts between the only time in this entire series where she looks exactly like Selena. At least just from how far they are with the light really blowing out her face.
She looks like a star.
It's great. And the jacket she wore, she really felt. And that's a full body shot too. So, I mean, congrats on that. Like, that shot's kind of worth, I guess, whatever all
everything.
This was. Yeah, just that one shot. But the rest was just like, I don't see anybody that hasn't grown up with this music in some kind of capacity. Like, even for someone like me, like, in the most minimal, like, barely can qualify. Like, I don't think anybody else is really going to be that into it. Especially if you're not brown. Like, I get to have, like, oh, and also we're brown from America, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, Selena's a Chicanx icon. Texas icon.
What is the X, bro?
And it's like, oh, I'm tuning out right now. But it's like, this show didn't make me feel proud about anything.
Sadly.
I was just bored. Like, you can get the equal amount of info and entertainment from reading Selena's Wikipedia article that you got from this show. And look, yeah, I sound like a huge hater. Oh, well, I'm sorry I didn't enjoy it. I didn't want to, honestly, I didn't want to come off as a hater.
No.
But I just can't stop myself. Like, I really didn't enjoy it. I don't know who to blame. I would focus on a certain person, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna say, I don't know who to blame.
Yeah.
But let's just say whoever made most of the choices, shame on you. Whoever had the final say, you fucked up.
If it seemed like they really wanted to, like they were saying, like, we want to give you the details that the movie couldn't, why not a docuseries, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course the family's involved with this one, so, you know, they want, I think it's more interesting for them to have, like, a cast, a crew, and, like, you know, have dazzling costumes. So I get why the family wanted a series. It's unfortunate. If it's accurate like they say it is, then that makes sense, because the accuracy is just boring. No one wants any of that. That's why they say, like, when you tell a story, a lot of the times the truth, you don't tell the truth. Mm-hmm. You at least, like, try to take out the stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
And if we're gonna cite the movie as an example to bring it up, I think one of the most beautiful, I think we all agree, like, one of the most beautiful liberties they took with the Selena story was the scene where Selena and her mom, or the family, they're by the beach, they're talking and shit. And then the mom, played by Constance Marie, she's with little Selena, and she's, like, teaching her how to, like, fucking move her hips. It's like, oh, that's where like for me, like, just, like, assuming this is all, like, true, I'm like, oh, so that's where she got it from. So you're seeing, it's a nice, really sweeping, like, tracking shot of, like, the mother and, like, the daughter just, like, dancing by the beach. The dad and Abby, they're just there looking at the fucking ocean. And it's gorgeous. And I thought, what a nice family moment. This is really moving. You go on IMDb, look at the tribute, it's like, oh, yeah, that didn't really happen. Like, that's fucking, that they made that up. And it's like,
okay, but you, like, it's like, oh, that sucks. I wonder what the mom's really doing. Cleaning dishes, yeah. Doing laundry, cooking food, and looking, you know, worried.
And, you know, that may be true, but it's like, at least do something else for us to Abraham. See her do something. She's Selena. Just always, half her lines are, Abraham, Abraham. It's like, I bet you if you just sent her all her lines, 80% of them include Abraham, or they're in reference to him. Yeah. So it's just so sad.
Abraham.
Sometimes people just write moms like that, and it drives me crazy.
Look, shout out to the actress.
Yeah.
But they gave the mom nothing to do. Yeah. And we were just like, and sadly, the entire time we're just like, dude, this mom is worthless.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for nothing.
again, whoever had final say, what were you thinking with the mom? You really thought that was a character? What the fuck?
Because at least, even if that other thing, that moment that's so memorable from the movie, like, didn't happen, like, that at least, like, oh, cool, like, they're doing something as a family. You're seeing a mother pass down one thing to the other. It's like, it was just like a subtle passing of the torch to a child. Like, moments like that, like, could have benefited in something like this. Especially if you go, like, the dramatization route. Because otherwise, if you're just trying to add facts, like, that's what docs are for, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You can't. Modern, even Netflix docs do little recreations. Like, you can do all that stuff.
Well,
you know?
Like, also, bringing back to, like, the money aspect of it, it's like, well, through doing that, they remake the songs. So then when you look at the Spotify or stuff, the Selena series versions are at the top.
That bums me out.
So it's kind of like, it was a smart move money wise to do that. And it's reintroducing them through different also platforms when you think about it, not just Netflix.
A lot of those older Selena and those Dino songs, like, they're only available now on that show soundtrack.
Really?
So you
oh,
have
really?
To look at you have to look at her.
Oh,
fucking...
interesting. Yeah, I noticed that they all changed, and I was like, what the heck?
So that kind of meddling also of, like, the image and, like, this show is a part of it. It's like, all right, if you say so,
Quintanilla family, because, like, everyone's gonna point to, like, the people. Okay, here's a question that we can talk about. Why do we think people like it? Like, people cried to this show, which, like,
that's true.
I can't believe. I really can't. There's that scene with Ricky. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah,
a spoiler. Scene with Ricky that has no buildup, no context, and it's just like,
turns out he wrote a very sad Selena song about a certain someone, and then he cries. So sad.
I felt dumb because I didn't get it at first, and you guys were like, okay, that's kind of a strong sing. I was like, I don't get it. Like,
yeah. In that scene, I think that's also like the best emotional scene because, yeah, even though there was no buildup, like, yeah, at least it gave you something with the side characters to be like, okay, this is something. Like, but I didn't think of that element.
But you know, the only emotion that comes from this show is through the songs.
Yeah.
Name a performance that was moving. Ricky cries. I'm sorry to pick on Ricky.
You're saying like an acting performance.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everything felt like a freaking play, like a school play.
And it's so sad because like the reason why most of us are sad is because we know the real Selena passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like that's more of the reason we all knew it was coming, but like just to see it and like we already, most of us already have listened to her music, so we have a connection to it. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if it's the show's credit if we felt even a tiny bit emotional from seeing that on screen or not. No, and I feel that same way with movies like Bohemian Rhapsody and other biopics I don't think really get it right. But yeah, like, it was just weird. Like, that ending, I don't know if we want to talk about the ending yet, but...
Yeah, like overall,
the death handling.
Yeah.
I think our criticisms, like we don't have to go episode by episode because really the criticisms are the same and everything. Every time, like, it was like being stuck between a rock and a hard place because like the music sections, I was like, God, please let this end. But then, what you get is just Selena talks to character in place
in room and like just room in the house in the fucking in car studio in bad green screen car conversation.
Yeah. There's nothing else.
It's all set. So you can just tell they totally did it all in a sound.
We like purgatory. We just kept seeing the same things, and like we'd see one of them get sad, and they make up, and there's no real conflict on the show, to be honest. Yeah.
When does a character ever do something aside from like record a song? I don't know.
I think he's phrased it best, like when the dad is just like at the house doing nothing. You're like, doesn't this guy have hobbies?
Yeah. Every fucking scene of Abraham is him writing on a notepad or on the phone. Who knows if we'll ever get a truthful or a, you know, true to life telling of her story, like a doc or something. Yeah. But at this point, just fucking leave it alone.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Leave it alone, man. We have the songs. We have the show.
The movie is the... I mean, if we're going to talk about the movie, like, that is something that is worth the watch.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to get to it, but we just recently saw it.
Yeah, I recently saw it.
Yeah.
Jasmine grew up with it. I grew up with it in the sense that I saw scenes, like when I would walk into the living room and I'd see family members watching it. Like, I remember anything for Selena. And I'm like, hey, that's kind of like me.
I was going to say, do you ever get told that?
All the freaking time. Like, it doesn't stop.
I was going to text you that today.
I mean, anything for Selena's. Anything for Selena. Not Selena, but Selena with an S. Selena's is but.
Oh, yes, right. Selena. Anything for Selena.
It's so memorable. And the thing I said too is that it kind of has like an unfair advantage of like being filmed in the 90s, like literally not long after these events happen. Like I said, like, you don't have to send someone to go get vintage t-shirts. Like, everyone is vintage, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, that is a lightning in a bottle movie. Like, even if it isn't 100% accurate, like, that captures the spirit, the performances. Like, if we want to talk about like memorable performances on that one, like,
and every song had a point. Every single song in
this
the movie.
This show repeats songs.
I know.
Like, the third time in full, you know?
Yeah, I was so surprised they were doing that at a certain point.
Yeah, because for some reason they decided 9 episodes for part 2. Like, wow. Yeah, let's do a whole episode. It's like, let's do an episode of Chris and Selena walking to their house. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised they didn't do that, you know? Dialogue didn't feel real. Like, Abraham would walk into a room, the record's selling great, and the studio wants another album.
I should love to see that, but sure, okay, we'll take your word for it.
So, yeah, I said this while we were watching it. This show is tell, not show, the show. They'd be like, hey, Selena, remember that one time we were walking down the street and there was music playing on one end and then there was a different type of music playing on the other end? That's where the inspiration for the song comes from.
Yeah. Or they'll do the sepia flashbacks like over and over again.
One of you said she's acting like a fucking baby.
Yeah, she really is a little kid.
They write her weird. I mean, I think she was written worse in the first season. Like, I think it's because she had nothing to do half the time, and it was majority AB and Abraham. But that first season, oh my god, like, she's so ditzy, and like, I'm like, this can't be a real person. Like, I don't know why they wrote her like that. And at first I thought, like, oh, Christian Serratos didn't do a good job with the first season. But then in the second season, I was like, she just didn't have a lot to work with, honestly. Yeah. Like, and I don't really blame her. I blame, like, you know, her whole situation.
Like, there'd be moments where I'm like, ugh, if you weren't playing Selena, you'd look kind of cool, and yeah, I would kind of like it. But you're playing Selena, and you're not doing a good job.
Because all... I'm sorry, Christian. But all that the acting consists of is, make sure you smile, bitch. You look just like her when you smile. And it's like, that's all we get, just... joking yeah around, like, no conflict, like, she never got annoyed with her dad, like, even J-Lo got annoyed with Abraham.
Well, you would think he's such a strict parent, like, mm-hmm, he made his other kids dig in the trash, he'd like take them out of school.
I'm pissed he didn't slap anybody, because you fucking know Abraham slapped his kids yeah all the time.
Don't you fucking lie to me.
Yeah, don't tell me you didn't hit your kids, Abraham. I know you. I know your type.
Now you listen to me. If you think I'm gonna allow you to come in and mess up my family, ruin everything that we work for, you're wrong! That's it! You're fired! Do you hear me?
Baila esta cumbia, da da.
Cause I'm making...
Gargancha's good too, Gargancha.
Yeah.
Dude, watch, Mickey's gonna buy Selena, you fuck.
Selena Cinematic Universe incoming. Look, we're trying to give this show the benefit of the doubt. Be like, you know, maybe they have good intentions. You know, they want to tell a story about Selena's life. And then the show takes a break for like 3 minutes and turns, gives you the cameo you didn't even know you wanted. We see a family walking through Texas, somewhere in Texas. A little girl stops and she goes, "Mom, do you know who that is?" She's like, "No, I don't. That's Selena. Beyonce knows. You get over here. Stop talking nonsense." And then it like zooms. "Tell her you're a singer." And then it zooms in on her face.
Beyonce cameo made its way into the show.
Yeah.
Did that feel natural to y'all?
Hell no. Absolutely not. I bring this up to amplify the fact that, like, if you were making this show in good faith, what is the purpose of that scene aside from something Jasmine brought up, which was to trend on Twitter?
Oh, totally. I mean, you bring a Beyonce in any conversation, like, she's gonna be trending, especially if you have a baby Beyonce, like, saying that she likes Selena.
Baby.
So that's why it was trending this week on Selena, the series. And I was like, why is this trending? And it's just nothing but Beyonce clips and stuff. And unfortunately, it's a bunch of people saying how awkward the scene is. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I that was the main consensus. Well, everyone was like, agree, this is awkward.
But there, I did see some that are like, but this actually happened, though.
I know. They're trying to justify it. They're like, ooh.
You know who you are. I hate anyone that uses the fact, like, this happened as an excuse for boring ass and unimaginative and unnecessary scenes. I don't give a fuck if it happened. If Selena, I was gonna say, Selena probably went to the bathroom a lot of times. I don't need to see Selena go to the bathroom. So I don't give a fuck if Selena and Beyonce met. I don't need to see
that. That's the thing. They didn't even meet. When everybody explained this scene to me, I'm thinking like she's gonna be like passing by, shake her hand. It's like they just kind of crossed paths, and it almost felt like a Marvel scene where it's just like where people are like, "Oh my god, that's Beyonce! No, she's like from the fucking
from the cinematic universe.
She's from the Jay-Z universe, you know? Like, what? Yeah. What? Like, are you trying to like this interesting pattern of like of Netflix now kind of trying to like." Yeah, build like a cinematic universe in a way. Yeah. I don't know what this is a plug for. There's moments. There's even that moment where those two. They only got two. Afro Dominican.
Fans.
Oh, yeah.
Run up to her
and
Puerto Rican and Dominican. And
like, "Hey, Selena, I'm Dominican. You mean a lot."
We're big fans of you.
And then right there at the edge of this gate, like, we love you.
After
like,
the Grammys.
And I pointed and I said, "Look, Netflix is like, there you go. There's your Afro Latinx representation.
They like her too. Don't say shit.
Now get out of here."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a lot of trouble with Afro-Latinos and, like, understanding different ethnicities.
Yeah. And again, we're making fun because it's funny and you're laughing along, too. I know you are. I know you're laughing.
I wanted to ask, what can we learn from this? I feel like, do you think that there will ever be a chance that, like, your mom would watch this?
I should ask her if she has yet, but... maybe if there's she's watched everything else. I don't know. Well, the thing is she rewatches old shows she likes, like Friends, a ton of times. So I mean even for myself, I wonder, like, what could these, like, platforms do to make a show that I want to watch, because to be quite honest, I don't really care for any of the shows that are directed towards, like, my ethnicity.
Catered towards us.
So I think the only one that did, which was on HBO, was Los Spookies. That's the only one that wasn't directly, like, Latinos, but it was, like, it was just in Spanish. It was about goths in, like, you know, Mexico City, just doing weird shit and trying to make a living doing, like, you know, macabre stuff.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see that because I was like, that sounds like me as a youngin, like, trying to be, like, dark and shit. It's not based on my Latinidad or whatever. Like, they're just people, you know?
And, like, we brought up a great point earlier about how, like, we're kind of put in an awkward position as Latinx folks when it comes to our content.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some folks might be out there being like, you assholes, I can't believe you guys are going, using your platform to bash your fellow Latinx artists, putting down a Latinx show when we rarely get these types of shows. What do we say to people like that?
This is why we rarely get these type of shows, because we don't ask any questions like, should Selena have gotten a better budget? How does Netflix decide budget?
But it's number one on Netflix, bro.
According to them. Like, it's all, it reminds me of, like, when, again, this is kind of a sad comparison, but, like, when Trump would bring his own charts. Like, if you look at the charts, like,
obviously I'm the best.
We're number one. Just refer to the chart. It's like, all right, if you say so. I don't know. I hate to villainize Netflix, but they do that a lot too. Like, there's just, there's a lot of moments in shows that I won't even name where it just feels like, they'll show things, like, sometimes things that are totally, like, out of place, and it's like, it seems like they're just doing that so they get a trendy moment, a gif, just to anything to promote the show. And once again, that is, like, marketing genius. But when you let that dictate the narrative, like, what you, what you're showing to people, that's where the sincerity can get lost. And I feel like that's why you might, my dad, your mom doesn't want to watch this show or has no interest, because, like, one thing that just, aside from her just not looking like it, like, everybody just questions the family too, you know, like, the
motives. They do. It's funny how many people were so fishy about them, because I didn't know that they were so shady and like, or at least they had that reputation.
Allegedly.
So many people, when it first came out last year, were just saying how it was like a money grab and all this other stuff.
Allegedly.
Who knows? But it was crazy to see how many people were upset for that reason.
You know?
Jasmine, do you think you're a hater?
I'm a hater.
Do you think you're a hater for disliking this show?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think that, like, what would be a hater? Just, like, someone who's, like, from the get-go, like, just trying to bring that shit down. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted it to be good. I mean, maybe it wasn't the type of thing I was looking for. And I don't know if it was, like, Stockholm Syndrome, because we watched this for, like, 6 to 7 hours. Sure. But at the end, I was like, I don't like it, but it's not, like, the worst thing in the world.
You,
it's,
weren't
like, Lifetime,
like,
movie.
Please die, Christian.
You were saying that. You were, you were like, when are they going to shoot her? I'm like, oh, my God.
To be fair, I said shoot her already.
Shoot her already. Oh, my God.
To be fair.
I was so fucking bored. And then the show shoots her and then spends another 15 minutes like a Lord of the Rings ending where it's like 10 days later.
A year
six
later.
6 weeks later.
I actually would have liked to have seen, like, I wish the show was more about the aftermath. Like, I wish we didn't take such a long time to get to the Astrum Jail shit. Like, the shooting can happen a little more than halfway, maybe, and you're really seeing how the family deals. I don't know.
I wanted to see the band members and other stuff, but it was a weird, like, choices to see their, like, reactions to the death, and a weird timing. I don't get it at all.
And then it ends at a random concert that we have no real context for.
Yeah.
And she goes, bye bye.
It's just that, it's that classic narrative thing of like, end on a happy note. You don't want to end, you want to end on their shining moment. But if we can talk about the movie, like the way they did that was beautiful. When I saw, because again, I believe her performance, J-Lo's last performance bit comes either during like when they're talking about like, oh, you know, Yolanda shot her or whatever, or after the fact. But once you see her in that white outfit and like someone throws like a rose at her, I'm like, it clicked with me. And it was like, it, through watching her performance, it clicked with me. I'm like, she never performed that song live. She never performed that song live. So that's why that was a moment. Like, you're seeing her for the first time, you know, as J-Lo, as Selena, but like doing that song. And that's why I was like, wow. Like, I might have already seen the show by then. No, actually, I saw the movie first. But I was so touched by that realization.
They tried it in the show with AB in the studio. But they didn't commit. They didn't commit to it. It was just like a little silhouette in the mirror.
Honestly, they should just... Even if it was similar, they should have just done it. Yeah. Like, if it feels good, fuck it. You know, who's gonna sue you?
That's another thing, too. Whenever movies try to, like, redo a story... Like, even in The Amazing Spider-Man, like, Martin Sheen just wouldn't say, with great power comes great responsibility. He's like, you know what that takes? Responsibility. And it's just like, just say it, bro. Like, you're there. You're right there. Yeah. You know, you may say as well go with it.
Say the line.
If it happened, it happened. You know, and if it feels right, like, even if you're retreading it, doing it again, like, that's the point of the show, right?
And reintroduce it. And then you would think, if you're making the show and you have a thing of like, ah, but they did that in the movie, then why the fuck are you making the show? Like, seriously, it's like they cut around all the good parts just because the movie did it. And what you get are the breadcrumbs, the freaking bread crust of the Selena sandwich.
The bread crust?
Yeah, the bread crust.
And they're giving it to us. All the
hey, you want to know what Selena buys at the grocery store?
What was that product placement? Tostitos? Oh, she had a twisted leg. They're like, Tostitos? I really want to have one of that.
That makes me get in the mood for some Tostitos pizza rolls.
We have another bag in the fridge.
I got another extra bag in the refrigerator. We can heat those up. I bought these at Target.
Target. So many Target signs.
Yeah. So don't even act like you made this show because... you had some grand artistic vision.
Not purely for the love anyway. Yeah. I don't think that can be said.
Like, who, the directors or like...
I don't know. Honestly, I'm going to say Netflix.
I'll say Netflix because they're the one that paying for it. They're paying for
the
shit.
Yeah, that's why I wonder too, because like they buy a lot of the higher produced ones. They don't actually put money into it. Like they just buy it. And this one, like they gave money to. So like, yeah, I don't know what...
I'm sure the writers love Selena or else why would you be writing on the show?
Yeah.
But man, what the whatever we got,
it doesn't come across that.
Yeah, it ain't it. I didn't feel any love.
They just loved her too much, where they didn't want to see her as like a person. Same argument as like Bohemian Rhapsody, which is like, you know, Brian May had a lot of say. You know, he loves Freddie. He was in a band with him. But like, let's be real. Like, some of the stuff you guys had in there was just a little silly and dumb. Like, why is everyone in the band staring at Freddie knowingly smiling like they know he's going to die? They don't know. They do it in the first season and the second season all the time. And it's like, I know as a family, they don't think each other's jokes are that funny. I know that they...
everyone.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't feel like they're a real family. I don't feel like they're real people. And like, they're trying to portray them so nicely, but that loses their human aspect to them. And that's why, like, I didn't feel like I connected with Selena on this show. And yeah, like, it sucks. I think their best intentions, same with the family, of course, but it didn't make us feel like we really know her with these extra details.
Yeah. And it sucks because we all really love Selena, I think.
Allegedly.
And we wanted a good show and we didn't get it, I don't think. But hey, it exists. It's out there. So congratulations to everyone behind it. You made a show.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy because we're not. But hey, we're just three kids.
And it's not the end of the world, to be honest. Like, I think we reviewed worse things that are more offensive.
Oh, yeah.
This is just more like, look, everybody, there's no need to get mad. Like, we already did that 2 years
we
ago.
We got mad for you.
We got mad for you 2 years ago. You can check out those videos here.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is just, look, I think now, if you're talking shit about Selena, view all Latinx media through this lens. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like everything else has been getting a pass. Mm-hmm. Because of what Jasmine brought up, we don't get that many options. So everyone's just like, hey, bro, he's brown, he's bald, fucking let's go see that shit, bro. Like, yeah. It's our people out there. And suddenly Selena doesn't do that good of a job, and everyone's like, we deserve better, we deserve better.
I mean, like, and it sucks. Like, what are the really good Latino shows? They portray us as drug dealers. Narcos, that show's great. But, like, Narcos Mexico is like, it's about drug dealing, so it's like, so that's a really well received produced show, but it doesn't portray us in a great light. Yeah. So, and the other ones are usually like Spaniard content or like other stuff. There's not a lot for, like, you know, Colombian, Puerto Rican. We don't have that variety, which we are. So
as boring as this show was, I would say it didn't make anyone a stereotype. I don't think I can't think of a moment where
it isn't
where
offensive. I felt
like, wow, this is a stereotype or a caricature of a Mexican American or a Tejano. Like, they were all very much characters. Like, they were, I think, flat and two dimensional.
Are you complimenting the show?
Yeah, I guess I am. You know what? You had characters. Congratulations.
Yeah, there's also a character you didn't love. Do you want to be open with that?
I don't know why you don't. Because I felt like he didn't do a lot.
Mr. Ricky? He cries. So sad. This is a message to all you Ricky lovers out there. Why? What the hell does he do besides look like this? And he has his glasses on and he's just like, he can't play guitar while he's in a coffin. And then it's super awkward and everyone goes,
and then he cries like,
yeah, hey. Look, I sorry, Ricky actor, I didn't like you in the show. But you're the only actor that actually cried and tears flew from their eyes. And no one else did it. AB tried it, didn't do it. Suzette tried it, didn't do it. The mom tried it, didn't do it. Selena tried it, didn't do it. Ricky was the only one that literally had tears and he had to wipe them away. So you know what? Best actor in the show, Ricky.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think a lot of these actors were like bad. I think it was more like the direction and the writing that just made them like, what could you do?
I liked AB.
Yeah, he was in Lowriders, though. Most of them, honestly.
Sorry.
I liked AB. I was like, he was in Lowriders, though.
I like Spooky.
Spooky's wig was awful. I'm sorry, bro.
It got better in the second season.
Yeah, because then they gave him a fan. Yeah. Like, let's make it a match.
They probably gave him extensions in the back.
Suzette wasn't bad too. Like,
do like Suzette.
Suzette was written so poorly, but the actress herself, I'd love to see her in more stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. You know what? Like that's really it. Like, the show, I don't think it's gonna leave a lasting impact. I don't know. I guess if this leads to more shows being made, then good. But if it's,
I think we gotta take something away from it though, and I think that's something we can really contribute, because we're, like I said, as you know, we're filmmakers.
Yeah, we want to make biopics too.
Totally. And watching this is good, because then you start to see like, okay, definitely, like, let's not do a lot of these things that they're doing in here. Namely, the dead celebrity thing. You got to treat them like humans, man. Like, that's why biopics are special, because it's not like, we know they're dead, man. Like, we live in that reality already. Like, to see Selena be like, dude, stop being an idiot. Like, you know, like, if there was even thought, we would have been like, because she's a god to us, but it's like, no, to her family. Like, you see that all the time where, like, family's like, dude, you're fucking, and they only show a little bit of that, and it's only because of the fact that ABs would openly be like, I didn't like, to her face, like, I don't like Dreaming of You. I think it's like a lame song.
Oh, I thought that was cool. I'd be like, yeah, that's some older brother shit, being like, you're being annoying right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, in the first season, when they were all young, I liked them at like young Selena, young AB, and young Suzette, like, talking to each other. They felt like siblings, you know. I don't think you need to be young to have that kind of dynamic. It really does stay with you throughout life, because you're family. You're not like acquaintances.
Yeah, you would think.
You know what, speaking of AB, one thing I'll say, that one little touch note I'll make, because if you look at the pictures of young AB in the show, real life young AB, it's like, excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
What the hell? I just think that was a totally missed opportunity for a chubby, really brown kid that could have totally ate that role up, for lack of a better term.
Why are you gonna make fun of him?
But it would have been so nice to see, because it reminds me of like that fucking kid from Wilder People. He's killing it now.
Yeah, he's great. Wilder People.
You know?
But you want to make yourself a little more trim in your biopic? I feel like I would.
Yeah, but I wouldn't change my color. This kid was white.
I guess we'll see once the Chris Carmona biopic comes out.
AB's? Huh? AB was pretty brown.
Older AB, for sure. Older AB was cool. Oh, okay. He could have been chunkier.
Yeah.
But he was good.
Again, to reiterate and to wrap this up, we saw the show. We gave you your watch. Don't come at us, because we're giving you our honest thoughts. What else could you expect from the Us podcast? If we do anything, it's keep it real. We're not here to make friends.
Absolutely not. Yeah. We're here to have friends.
Yeah. Me. It's like, yeah, there's people praising it and there's going to be people not praising it. And we just fall into one of those camps. But we hope that folks watching this understand where we're coming from. Understand that what we want is for our content to go above, I don't know, a higher caliber of stuff. And I also want us all as a community to stop accepting these like barely meets the bar of like passable, you know? Mm-hmm. Why can't we shoot for the stars? Like Selena did, staring up at the stars. Why can't we do that shit? Yeah. I hope we do. I don't feel inspired after the show at all, but I hope I don't have to sit through something like this ever again. This might have put me off biopics for a good while.
I think it can do with a revamp at some point. Well, I brought this up too. Like, I think movies like Rocketman and like The Dirt are kind of steering in the right direction of what I'd like to see more out of biopics. Because Rocketman is just like, look, obviously we can't tell you what really happened, but we can give you an essence of what this music feels like.
And more of an experience, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it should be. Like, that's what even Bohemian Rhapsody was, but they played it like a straight biopic. But it's like, if more movies can just focus on, like, let's try to be accurate to the real world as possible. Like, okay, if the star here is just gonna be the music, let's fucking make the music an experience to watch, not just on stage.
I think this show also taught us sometimes less is more.
Oh yeah,
you don't need 18 episodes of Selena's life. Okay,
that's how much they bought. That's how much Netflix bought.
I don't know where the fuck that money went. Shit. Sorry, that Beyonce cameo must have cost a while. Even though it wasn't even her.
Well, I don't watch things that I do. So I didn't watch the first season in its completion. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to watch the second part, but I watched the Astrodome. And I just think it's something really special that I haven't seen done before. And I just think everyone did a really good job. Hell, I think I did a good job. So I'm happy for people to see it.
You know, some people might think this review was pretty negative. Man, why can't you guys ever say anything nice about Latino content, huh? How come every time I tune into the Us podcast, you fools are talking shit? Do you hate Mexicans, Chris?
Hey, bro, I like Spy Kids, man. You hit me with zapatos como esos. Damn it!
Yeah. We're not just haters.
And we're gonna uplift that in our next season. You're right. We have been doing a lot of bashing on brown stuff. And we've only been doing that, for one, because it's fun. Two, because you don't see a lot of that. Like, that's what we're trying to open the door for in a weird way. Like, maybe it'll bite us in the ass later, but Latinos gotta stop being afraid. Like that clip we put at the end of The Tax Collector, like Luis Guzman said, like, it's a different time.
Yeah,
stop
don't be
hiding your feelings.
Don't be afraid to be honest and criticize our work.
Stop kissing ass. Like, that might get you a job somewhere, but bro, like, the way people are gonna see you, bro and sis, the way people are gonna see you when all you do is suck up just to get to a place where you are, It's just easier if you're honest.
Yeah.
And that's why we put ourselves in that position, TV, because it's awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
Especially when we go to events at some point, you know, like, yeah, see these people, like,
mm-hmm,
aware that we, not bash, but that we heavily, openly criticize their show.
Yeah. Look, we're not movie critics.
No.
Mm-hmm. But, like, we criticize, and should we be criticized for criticizing? I don't think so.
If people are going to say, this is for you, I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Take that back.
Take it back.
Speak to the manager.
And, like, you know, we're getting a couple of Latinx, you know, stuff coming through. Right. In the Heights is coming out. Mm-hmm. West Side Story. Two movies directed by non-Latinos. But so for some reason, Latinos are still excited. Are we excited?
Go, baby. How do you feel?
Well, I wasn't really into either prior, so it isn't something I was, like, jumping for joy at. But I noticed everyone's really excited, and I'm happy for them. I hope it is good. You know, what is Steven Spielberg producing one, I think?
He's directing West Side Story.
He's directing West Side Story. I mean, I hope it's good, you know? I hope they put different aspects to it, you know? That's all I can say for those two movies, but there's a lot of other really good content out there. Recently, you could debate whether this is, like, Latino or not, or but it was Veneno on HBO. A really good watch for LGBTQ audiences, and it's great. I think that's the type of show I want to see more of. Things shot in that way stylistically and narratively, like, we need more of that. Mm-hmm. Like, for all of us.
Yeah, and I've been going through a bunch of Chicano movies recently, just, like, you know, to get cultured, and also, like, I just want to, like, know what's come before me. Mm-hmm. And although it is, like, kind of rehashing the same story over and over, there are a lot of movies that take very, like, beautiful artistic approaches to these things. Like, some of the ones I want to highlight are Mi Familia, great movie. Mm-hmm. And Zoot Suit, another great movie.
Oh, I love Zoot Suit.
Yeah.
I saw Zoot Suit.
And I also saw a movie that Chris always talks about and I've never seen before, La Bamba.
You haven't seen it?
I never saw it until maybe a couple weeks ago.
I saw it pretty recently, maybe like last year, but wow, what an experience. It's a story about brothers. Mm-hmm. And I was not expecting, I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen a biopic do that.
So, hey, look, we're not just haters. We like brown shit. We're not just a couple of whitewashed Latinos up in here.
Kind of. Millennials?
Yeah.
Never been on a film set?
Yeah, we like shit if it's good, all right? We're not
Spy Kids is bomb.
Yeah.
And Robert Rodriguez, so.
I mean, I'll rewatch From Dusk Till Dawn so many times. Like, you know, when it's on Pluto? Always. Like,
yeah, that's a really good
I want to see more Planet Terrors. I want to see more stuff like that. Like,
I want to see some weird shit. I saw the movie Walkout.
I saw that when it's cool. I remember.
Michael Pena is cool. Michael Pena is kind of our generation's Edward James almost.
I'm sorry, I don't fucking know. Kind of.
Oh, because he's a Scientologist?
Yeah, that's right.
Is he?
Yeah. I saw him play drums one time.
Well, isn't Cesar Chavez, like, doesn't he hate illegal?
He hates
shit about Cesar Chavez. Let that be said right now.
Fuck him.
Mona quote. That fool hated immigrants, bro. Get the fuck out.
That's what I've heard. I was talking to my uncle about
Fuck you, Cesar.
Like, yep, you're right. You know, I had to bring a little bit back old me.
Boom. And that's. I guess that's how we're going to end it.
Fuck you, Cesar Chavez. And, long live Selena.
Yeah. If look, we're not here to play games. If we see some problematic shit in the Latino community, we're not just gonna fucking accept it because it's for us. We're gonna we're gonna take that shit back and be like, cook it a little more, make it a little better.
What you're looking at here is the future of brown Hollywood, specifically Nuevo Hollywood. Sarah, once again, we're missing you, but one day,
just Kieran.
Jasmine, I want to thank you for coming because one day, all four of us, you, Sarah, Angel, and I, will share a panel for something, and all of Noble Hollywood will finally assemble for the conversation that people have been waiting for. I'm glad we got to have you on the show, not only just because you're amazing, you have a lot of great opinions, you make me laugh, but you have a lot to say about this community, and I think, like, it's enough from just a bunch of guys, sweaty dudes, just screaming into the mic.
This is proof that, you know, it's not just me and Chris screaming into the abyss.
Oh, yeah, trust me, guys, like, I get messages, especially when the series came out, like, other filmmakers, you know, from different, like, ethnicities and, like, you know, not even from the U.S., like, Latino-based or anything. They were like, I'm tired of this, you know? Mm-hmm. I've heard it so many times. So, like, you guys aren't alone in what you're feeling.
Yes.
And, you know, even though it may seem like everyone's like, stop talking shit, like, it's obvious a lot of people are feeling this way, and they don't connect to this kind of content.
Yeah.
So how can we make content we connect to?
Exactly.
Just make it how you like movies. Yeah. What I always say to people is, like, what's a movie you like? Do something like that. Like, mm-hmm. we forget, like, that we got into movies via Back to the Future. Like, exciting popcorn movies, you know?
That's not a white American boy travels back in time. Yeah. You know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, come on. Like, you know what we're saying, right? Like, and I think you all feel that way. Like, I think all of us want content that's about us, but isn't, like, so focused on, like, our identity. Like, we can be so many other things, and that stuff can be good. Is it good right now? I don't know. The thing I can point to that's been the best so far is Ya No Estoy Aquí on Netflix, a movie from Mexico. Like, that shit was so dope because it was so, like, it was so specific to what the story was telling. But we don't get enough of that because I feel like it's like, this is the list of stories you can tell.
Yeah.
And if you go outside of it, it's not Latinx anymore.
Exactly. And, like, what's our best? Like, my favorite recently is, like, Into the Spider-Verse. Like, mm-hmm.
Yup.
Like, yeah. That's the best
one. That doesn't get shouted enough. Like, you were there when we were watching it. I remember I turned to you at one point when Peter's talking to his mom, and I'm like, did Spider-Man just talk to his mom in Spanish?
Exactly. Yep. We'll see more of that.
And more of that. Where it's just, it's in there, and it's not forced.
Yeah. So, we'll get there. People need, our voices need to be heard. Like, listen, good try. Sorry. It didn't hit.
If we're talking about this, if we're going to put all this effort to talk about a show this way, then you know, if we feel this strongly, there are tons of other people
out
there that feel that way. They just don't want to.
We care.
It felt like it'd be a cool conversation just to be like, how do we advance biopics? How can we make biopics less, like what we were saying, exhausting to fucking watch and just sit through?
Yeah, and I think we made a lot of good points on how we get there. And now we just got to get there.
Yeah, support the things you like. Like, really support it. Like, when you like something, shout it out. Rate it well because, you know, like, you just want to do the stuff you like. If you genuinely like something, give it a shout out, you know?
Yeah. If you like Selena, leave a comment down below or something. Let us know that we're stupid and that, I don't know.
Yeah, because don't feel forced to be like, oh, I guess I have to like.
Yeah,
I know there's also Selena lovers out there. Selena the series lovers out there, too.
If you go to
any music video, they'd be like, who's here after seeing Selena the series? And then, like, people commenting, oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah.
It affected some people.
If you like it, cool. We didn't.
sure liked talking about it.
But we sure liked talking about it, you know? Look at the content you created because of the show, you know? It's incredible. Thank you so much for this.
And thank you, Selena, for the beautiful music.
Mm-hmm. RIP.
We couldn't be here. We couldn't be here talking. And we couldn't
trying.
Be. You know, another thing I wanted to bring up, too, is when Angel and I first started the show, we took a picture, and we were both wearing our Selena shirt. It just kind of happened. We're like, we're going to go to Chinatown to go hang out. We were like, dude, let's just take this quick pic, because we're both wearing Selena pictures.
We're just like...
That's one of the very first Us podcast pictures ever taken. So it kind of felt serendipitous that not only we can have someone as special as Jasmine for this episode, but that we can also homage Angel Knight.
La Reina.
Angel and I started off this show as a bunch of weeby single filmmakers. Angel's cuffed. I'm cuffed. We're different men now. It's just, it feels grown. It feels full circle.
Yeah. We don't need you to like us anymore.
That's
all. We have now grown to like ourselves. and that's on character development.
Thank you for coming, Jasmine. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for making me watch 7 hours of this.
I know. You're welcome, Netflix.
And hopefully it was a pleasure. Podcast,
One final question, y'all. Do you think you're going to work for Netflix sometime in the future?
You know, I actually don't think that'd be too out of reach. Maybe they'll watch this and be like, never mind.
Exactly. Chris, can you see yourself working at Netflix?
I have so much to say to Netflix with just how, like... We won't dive into this.
He's got a lot to say, apparently.
They made Roma.
Long story short, I don't think so. They don't seem to provide any good deals to be a filmmaker friendly or just filmmaker collaborative, like unless you're fucking Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock, which we're clearly
or Martin Scorsese or Alfonso Cuarón. Go for HBO.
If this is what they, you know, believe in, I'm not, I don't want to be forced to put fart jokes in my shit. Sorry about that. Or taco gifts.
Taco gifts.
Or burrito burrito time. So
I do wonder how much they're like put in a taco like line, you know? To what
like
degree?
I'm surprised Selena was like, these tacos are.
You know, yeah, like you said, she wasn't really like a stereotype, which is great.
Yeah.
They somehow got away with that.
1 point.
Awesome.
And I want to give a big shout out to the Corpus Christi Police Department. They do such a good job keeping our city safe, especially our roads. So gracias por todo, Policía de Corpus Christi.
See, not all things are just one thing. Take away from that what you will. We will see y'all the next one. Goodbye.
Do the thing.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another awesome episode of the Us Podcast. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at Angel Eye Salinas _.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels.
Listen to us on Spotify. Listen to us on Apple Music. Listen to us on Stitcher. Literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.